So just taking a moment again to come home to the body and to get that felt sense of the whole body sitting. So really taking some time to establish a sitting position where you can feel balanced and stable. Feeling the support of the ground beneath your feet and your legs. And the support of the cushion beneath your sitting bones. Settling in and connecting to the support of the earth beneath you. Sitting like a mountain, strong, stable, upright, and at ease. And then gently inviting the attention, the awareness to connect with the experience of breathing. Knowing the breath coming into the body, leaving the body. Connecting with this natural rhythm of receiving and releasing. Receiving and releasing. You might begin to notice that with each out-breath, there's a very natural sense of letting go, softening, and releasing. The body relaxing. And perhaps a background sense of well-being. With the settling and releasing. Might be very slight and subtle, almost neutral. Seeing if you can tune into the body now and get this sense of slightly warm background well-being. No wanting. No not wanting. Simply being. As you continue to sit like a mountain in this state of well-being to whatever extent that's available to you, beginning to bring to mind now this so-called difficult person, the sticky person, person we wish was different in some way. And imagine inviting them here into the room with you today. Sitting in front of you or to one side, at whatever distance might feel appropriate. Possibly even outside the room and through the window. Just taking a moment to notice any responses in the body and the heart and the mind as you connect imaginatively with this difficult or sticky person. If you notice the beginnings of any responses in your own being, seeing if you can bring the equanimity to them right there. May I open to how it is right now, because this is how it is right now. Whatever your experience is right now, making space for it to be however it is. And then imagining the difficult person, bringing them to mind in as much detail as you can. Allowing the memories of some of the challenging situations or interactions to come to mind. Holding them gently and carefully. Just touching into those different responses that may come as you connect with this person that you have some challenges with. If it's helpful, you might like to bring a hand to the heart center, the center of the chest, as a way of physically connecting with your own aliveness and warmth, and your intention to stay steady, to cultivate equanimity, even with this more challenging situation and relationship. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So these phrases are ones that we say to ourselves, to remind ourselves to find some balance. We're not necessarily saying them to the other person, but we're using them as a tool to incline the heart and mind in this direction of spaciousness. I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So continuing in this way to connect with the image of the so-called difficult person, to pay attention to any responses in your own body and heart and mind. And to orient towards spaciousness and ease, making room for whatever responses there may be, including perhaps not much at all. So not struggling or forcing or fighting, trying to make anything in particular happen. Simply inclining the heart and mind in the direction of ease, of acceptance, of balance, of equanimity, in silence now. as you continue to sit in the presence of this so-called difficult person, given that equanimity is about balance, touching into the possibility that just as this person has at times been difficult for you, it's possible that you yourself may have been difficult for them. And if not them, undoubtedly somebody else in the world at times has had difficulties with you yourself. Touching in to this possibility and noticing any responses as you open in to the possibility of having been or currently being somebody else's difficult person. Noticing any responses. Making space for whatever may be true right now. Knowing that because we're human beings, we all at times have challenges with each other. If it feels helpful, letting the equanimity shade into the quality of forgiveness, of self-forgiveness. Being human beings, all of us are subject to these 8 worldly winds of pleasure and pain, gain and loss, praise and blame, fame and disrepute. And there be some stability even as these worldly winds may be swirling around. Reconnecting with this quality of spaciousness, ease, stability, balance. And then letting go into the deepest possible quality of equanimity, the equanimity of no wanting, no not wanting, no doing, just being. Letting go of any attempts to meditate or to do anything with the heart or the mind. Simply being. being with what is right now. Thank you for your practice.